a person that was DJing for longer than I was DJing for. I met them when I was like 3 months into DJing, and they were talking to me about how I could come over whenever they wanted and like use their equipment, because when they first started DJing, the person that taught them everything that they, or not everything that they know, but a lot of what they knew in the beginning, they told them to pass it on, to pass the knowledge on. Mm. Like, it's something that, like, DJing is like an art that you should pass on, because it's not like it's easy or anything, but it's something that people can grasp really easily, and it's also just such a lovely thing to share with other people, because it's also just fun to do with other people, like going beat to beat or back to back. It's super fun. It's a community thing for sure.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
And I also heard you work at Havana, the restaurant, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I do.
So how is it working in a queer space? How is that different from being in a more conventional working environment?
Mm-hmm. Honestly, at Havana, it's the people that I work with are super diverse and super, yeah, like everyone there is super lovely. I don't know, like, I love working at Havana mainly for the coworkers, because everyone is very different from each other. We have a lot of, like, yeah, BIPOC people, a lot of queer people, a lot of lovely people just in general. But I would say, like, in the difference between, like, yeah, like DJing and working in a restaurant, I would say that it's okay, I guess. I feel like I'm definitely doing more of the restaurant because I have to, because it's like more consistent. It's more, what's the word? It's more, I don't know. Yeah, it's more reliable, and like, also like people aren't gonna stop eating. So it's like, there's always gonna be people eating, which is what brings the money in, I guess. But I think it's definitely fun for me at Havana because of my friends that I work with. But it's definitely not as self-fulfilling, because I don't want to... being a host isn't the biggest priority for me and, like, my wants for That's who fair. I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. Pivoting a little from DJing specifically, and I just want to talk about your go-go dancing. Mm. You're going to be go-go dancing at this event, WLW727, on July 27th. Yeah. Could you tell us a bit about that event?
Mm-hmm. I can, yeah. So it is... Oh, I'm so excited for this event. It's crazy. Yeah. So it's a mainly like queer femme focused event, for one. It's like a rave, and it's the first event that I will be had ever go-go'd at. Mm-hmm. It's just gonna be super fun and sexy and silly, and I don't know, I've gone to their events before. Two of my friends run it, and they're both also very lovely, and it's just like a really nice safe space for like queers and femmes, mm-hmm. and people that just want to have a really fun time and feel accepted at the same time, which is really nice. And I think that it's just gonna be silly and fun, and I'm so excited to just dance for people, because like I was saying before, music and dance is like my favorite thing in the world, so it's honestly a dream come true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. And for everyone listening out there, again, please buy tickets, please support it. There's pay it forward tickets, I think, which are available, where if you can't come or aren't able to come, you can pay tickets for pay what you can tickets, and then yeah, you're just like buying other people tickets to support the sapphic queer community, which is mm-hmm. nice.
Yeah.
So could you describe the go-go dancer's role in the club?
Well, I feel like it's kind of like a hype thing, where it's mm-hmm. like, when you see the go-go dancer dance, you want to dance. So there's that. I think there's also like a big aspect of, it's like entertainment at the same time. It's like, it's someone, yeah, performing for you. It's like a beautiful dance. I don't know. It's just like, it's definitely, for me personally, at least how I feel when I see a go-go dancer is I feel very motivated to dance myself, which is like all that I would want people to do is like be free and feel like they have the space to move their bodies the way that they are comfortable. And it's also, yeah, just to be silly, sexy, and fun and spread that energy to other people. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious, like, how did you get involved as a go-go dancer at this mm-hmm. event? Like, how do you kind of break into that, I guess? Yeah.
Honestly, I was just lucky. Mm-hmm. Like, I just became homies with the people that are running the event. And also, the night that I met them, I was at one of their events, and I was dancing hard for all of their music. And then one of the people came up to me and they were like, you know, you should just jump on stage and go right now. And I was like, oh no.
You got scouted.
I got scouted, yo. Literally, yeah, I got scouted. Sorry for yelling. I got scouted. And then, yeah, but that night I was way too nervous to jump on stage.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
I told them, I was like, if you ever want me to go in the future, I can do that. It'd be nice to know in advance so I can prepare. Mm-hmm. And then they let me know. So.
Okay, nice. Yeah. So are you practicing? Like, do they give you the music beforehand or stuff like that? Or you're just kind of show up there?
I kind of just have to show up. Mm-hmm. Like, the most that I've been doing is, like, stretching. Okay. So I don't pull a muscle while I'm dancing. Mm-hmm. And my sets are pretty short, so I don't think I'm going to get out of breath too quickly. That's the only thing I'm kind of nervous about, but... Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've been dancing forever, so it's just nice to be able to do it for other people.
Mm-hmm. So is it kind of like some music that you don't know is going to play and then you're just going to have to dance to it?
Kind of. It's
that
like
sounds so fun.
Yeah, it's very silly and fun. I think it's definitely good. There's definitely going to be like, it's definitely going to be like ravey, which is nice, electronic music. But I love dancing to electronic music, so it's... Yeah, you kind of just go with whatever song plays and hope for the best. Mm-hmm.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
And your DJ event coming up soon, go-go dancing as
yes.
well. We're really happy to hear you're getting in there, getting involved. Mm-hmm. I think we're kind of at the nearing the end of our interview. Okay, if there's anything, like any closing remarks you want to say, you can like drop your socials or any contact information, mm-hmm. anything you want to say to everyone listening?
Yeah, I'll share my Instagram. My Instagram is Silk Teapot, SilkTeapot. And if you want to listen to some of my mixes, I have some posted on SoundCloud, just DJ Haoko.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to play them too during this segment, so stay tuned,
yes,
guys.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yay! But yeah, Haoko is spelled JAOJOCO. I know it doesn't sound like that, but that's what it is. And yeah, pull up to the events if you can. They're
We're
going to
be there, so yeah. We better see you.
Coming.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let us know if you're here from the radio. We would love to talk to you. You guys won't be able to recognize us, but you can just like yell it into the crowd, and we will come find you. So
exactly.
We're so excited to see you there.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, thank you so much for coming in,
thank
talking
you.
To us, learning mm-hmm. about your DJing, go-go dancing. Mm-hmm. Yep. And everyone out there listening, thank you for tuning in to this episode of CJSF 90.1 FM's Pride Programming. Thank you, guys.
Rose Lavinic, 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 Rose Lavinic,
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Pride Programming, community radio from Simon Fraser University. Burnaby is located on the ancestral and stolen homelands of the Halkomelem and Squamish-speaking peoples.
We're Logan and Stella, and you are just listening to DJ Haohoko's DIY Mix. Come join us tomorrow at her debut.
She will be performing at Rewind's third birthday party, and you can buy your tickets online. It starts at 10 p.m. But before going to Rewind, you can come visit us at Burnaby Pride this Saturday.
See you there.
Maybe we can roll some trees. That's the weed. That's the weed. That's the weed. That's the weed.